I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. An executive order signed by the governor of Ohio has people up in arms in India. That's because the order bans Ohio's state government from outsourcing any IT or back office jobs to foreign locations, such as India. Many in India are calling the move discrimination, and there's concern there that the Ohio ban may preview similar actions by other U.S. states. Kartikeya Mehrotra is a business reporter for Indian Express, a national daily paper there. He's in New Delhi. Kartikeya, what kind of real impact do you think it's really going to have?
Probably won't have too much of an impact, but it's just the sentiment that the U.S. is sending towards India that they want to protect as many jobs as possible, while Indian IT companies have been making a living off of the outsourcing business for a very long time. So this legislation passed by the U.S. Congress about a month ago to increase the fees on H-1B visas, coupled with the legislation in Ohio, has them concerned.
Now, apparently the National Association of Software and Services Companies, an umbrella group in India, said that the U.S. public sector represents a small fraction in the overall demand for offshore services. So if that's true, then what country does India depend on most for these outsourced jobs?
I know India probably gets plenty of IT investment from Europe, from UK, from Germany, and maybe a little bit from Japan, too. They probably get it from so many different places that to pinpoint one actual country as the country that would make a major impact on foreign investment in a particular sector in India probably isn't tangible.
Does the Indian government have any recourse against this ban from Ohio? I mean, can they bring this up with the World Trade Organization?
They can try, but India did not sign the agreement on government procurement. So they're just an observer on that WTO committee, which is where they would have to take this kind of issue. And Ohio being a state, there isn't too much binding policy between India and Ohio that would allow India to take this up.
President Obama, in fact, is planning to go to India in November. How's he likely to be received because of all of this? Will it put a damper on the meeting?
It'll be interesting. I doubt it'll put a damper on the meetings, but I'm sure it'll be a topic of conversation. Interestingly enough, in the past, when George W. Bush came to India, he was welcomed with open arms because IT companies had been sinking their money into India, and India loved it. They were making a solid living off of it. Now, since President Obama has entered the White House, things have kind of curtailed on the end because he's been trying to save jobs in the U.S., but I doubt that the government will have any kind of contentious sentiment towards him when he comes.
Kartikeya Mehrotra, business reporter for Indian Express, speaking with us on Skype from New Delhi. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.